21 to 12, that talk number 1300 872 911. Corrie's on the line at Forest Gardens. Hello, Corrie.
Hello, John. How are you going?
I'm good. What are you saying?
Just a little bit of information you may not be privy to. You may, but you may not be. I have the misfortune of having one of the child safety refuge houses next door to me.
Oh, really?
And our neighbourhood is chaos. But just to let you know some of the workings of it, so this sort of will give you a bit of an idea of why these kids are able to run free in the CBD or anywhere else near the other shopping centres. These child safety homes are leased out to places like Safe Houses Australia and so on and so forth, all these different organisations. Those organisations have absolutely no power whatsoever with these children. They can do, they can come and go as they please 24/7. They can do anything they like. If they are collected by the police because they're breaking the law, as we had one the other day with a stolen car in our street, they're out within an hour once the carer picks them up. The carer cannot do anything whatsoever with them to restrain them in the house or keep them under a curfew, and they're out and they're running the street again. So parental intervention is not going to happen, nor will child safety and these departments that they've got working for them have any regulation over these kids. So they are here to stay. And just as a aside from that, I know of 1,000 children in their care. That's 500 houses within the local area here. So no wonder we have a rental crisis.
Well, well, well. What's the answer, Corrie?
Well, unless state government changes its legislation as to what we can do, nothing can be done. We have managed through the neighbourhood through constant writing of letters to them, managing to get CCTV of this particular house, managed to get it closed down for 4 months, but it will be reopened in 4 months. And in that time that we've had it closed down, the last 3 weeks, one of the residents that's been moved on has come back to the house and broken in twice.
Come back to the house and what twice?
Broken in.
Into the so-called safe
the
house or whatever.
House.
Really?
The empty safe house. Yep.
Well.
Yep.
Change so legislation. You're saying the whole problem is down there at Parliament House in Brisbane. It's state legislation and it's clearly flawed.
Absolutely. There is nothing whatsoever that we can do as a community that will change this. This is the legislation. So these children are more likely to be picked up by the police. They get either warnings or a charge against them and they're out in the street. Now, this girl was seen on CCTV and then seen by the police with a stolen car, and she was arrested and she was out within the street within 2 or 3 hours once the carer comes to get them. Now, I've witnessed them chroming in the street with the carer watching.
No.
At 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh,
police
really?
Came. There was two kids live at that house at the time. There was 9 kids there at 2 o'clock in the morning. They were all chroming. The carer was on the front porch because she can't do anything. The police moved, or they all scattered like cockroaches when the police came. The kids, a couple of kids had their names and addresses taken because they said they lived there. And at 4 o'clock, they completely trashed the house.
Oh, this is appalling. This is just
appalling.
I know, appalling.
It's just dreadful.
Just
absolutely
appalling.
Dreadful. And that's just one house, John.
Oh.
So can you imagine if there's all these kids, they are in government care. They've been removed from their parents because the parents, you know, for whatever reason. And I think every kid deserves a bed to sleep in. But these kids, you know, have got no guidance. They've got no future. I feel really, really sorry for them. And we as a community are paying the price.
Oh, this is a nightmare. I've got to leave you, Corrie, but I really appreciate the call.
Right.
Thank you,
thanks.
Corrie, to Forest Gardens. And there'll be others listening that are enduring the same nightmare. Legislation has to change. Whatever it takes, we've got to find a way. It's now on 16 minutes to 12. That talk number 1300 872 911. Here's Cactus.